the seamlessness.
It does.
Yeah, I hope it does. Do you call him, man?
Yeah, it takes a while for the number to focus.
All right, Casey. Well, you know, we appreciate you coming on today. Very impressed with the small sample size we saw from you last year. How's your off season been, man? I see you did a little duck hunting.
Yeah, it was good. It was great spending some time back home, getting to see family, getting to see friends that I don't really get to see all the time, and of course, spending some time down on the coast fishing and hunting. Spent a lot of time in the weight room trying to prepare myself for the season. And so as of right now, I'm currently injured, coming back from a broken scaphoid in my right wrist. And so I'm stuck in a cast right now, rehabbing down in Florida in the spring training facility.
So what's the timetable for your return?
I should be back. I had surgery January 22nd. I should be back 6 months from that, so probably around May or June.
I gotcha. So when you're down, you know, rehabbing like that, I'm assuming that you're kind of like, you know, separated from the guys, just going through normal minor league camp, just kind of focusing on, you know, getting up back up to full strength and getting healthy.
Yes, I still stick around and kind of chat with those guys and see what they're doing around the complex. Definitely try and make it over to the big league field and watch their games and still see how they go about their business, even during spring training, preparing for season. But as of right now, just focusing on core strength, lower half, and then eventually I'll start working mechanics again before I can throw.
I gotcha. Well, you know, I kind of want to ask you a few, you know, background questions. Just, you know, we hope that, you know, you do make a full recovery and are able to, you know, at least get a good half season in there. Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, going the JUCO route, you know, kind of how you ended up landing with the Braves?
Of course. So coming out of high school, I still wasn't fully developed. I had a ways to go, and so I went to Texas A&M for a camp and was able to talk with the head coach, Rob Childress, there. And when talking to him, it was always an insight that I wanted to go to A&M. It was my dream school to play at. But going to a camp my junior summer, he wanted to see me back in my senior spring at another camp in January. And when I got there, I still wasn't at the level that he wanted me to. So he sent me to Blinn Junior College, which is about 30 minutes away from College Station, where A&M is. And when I got there, I was fortunate enough to have a great coach. His name was Blake Witter. And he did a lot for me. We spent a lot of time watching film, looking at different aspects of my mechanics. And being in JUCO ball was probably one of the biggest stepping stones for me, athletically and personally. It allowed me to grow up, allowed me to understand what a work ethic is, kind of built a mentality that no matter how good you are, there's other people that are going to fight for your spot just as hard as you. And that was a big eye-opener to me, especially in JUCO, seeing that we had 20 guys as a pitcher on roster. 20 pitchers, 10 lefties, 10 righties, and you're fighting for either a starting spot or a relieving spot, and not everybody gets to make it there. And so JUCO ball was probably a big part of my, I guess, success in college. It taught me a lot, and that's where I developed a bunch. I found a lot of life on a two-seam fastball, which I never really had in high school. I found better mechanics, and I found a work ethic, which got me to A&M.
Yeah, so going a little further towards, like, the draft process, did you have any talks with the Braves before then and have any idea that they might be the ones collecting you?
From JUCO?
No, out at Texas A&M.
Oh, I met with a lot of teams, and honestly, the Braves came out of nowhere when the draft came around. Talking with Darren Vaughn, who's the scout that came to A&M, he was there with a couple other guys, the Diamondbacks, the Rangers. And so getting to meet with a lot of teams, I felt like there was quite a bit of interest, but I was not expecting them to come at me in the fourth round. It shot out of nowhere. My agent called me and was like, hey, they want you next pick. And so with such little time, I took it. It just felt right.
Did you think you were going later in the draft?
I had a feeling that I would have been offered later on in the draft, but I was not expecting that early.
Yeah, and this is something we asked Trey Harris, who played at Mizzou, obviously SEC baseball. And now that you got your first taste of some lower level minor league ball, like, how do you think, you know, the SEC compares to, you know, some lower level minors, A, Rome?
I think it's, at a competitive standpoint, it's the same. But the talent that goes from SEC to Rome is not much different. They're just a lot smarter in pro ball. A lot of guys are more selective in their approaches when they come to the plate, and you've got to get ahead in a count, which, I mean, you still have to do in college, but it's very important here because as soon as either they see that you can't keep in the zone or that you're in the zone early or you don't have a get-me-over pitch, you can get hit around pretty easily. And I saw that my first outing. I had a guy 2-2 and piped a fastball, and he put me off the wall. Very first hitter in pro ball. So being able to see that quickly and kind of adjust to it was probably one of the biggest differences. But overall, I think it was roughly about the same.
Yeah, I can see that, man. So another guy, you know, another Aiden guy, AJ Minter. Have you talked to him at all? You know, you guys being from coming from the same university, have you all had any kind of relationship, anything like that?
Me and Minter?
Yeah.
I knew of Minter before going to A&M. And then once I got here, he basically shot me a message on Instagram. He kind of posted about me, and I thanked him for that. And after that, I've kind of talked to him a lot, especially before I had surgery. I called him and kind of picked his brain about how this whole scenario was going to play out. And he kind of helped me get through that. But once I got to Florida, I see him just about every other day, and we have conversations here and there.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. I don't know if you've seen the video where those kids call the bullpen at A&M and have him start warming up. But you guys have to change the bullpen number after that.
I don't think that video is 100% true.
Oh, okay.
I really know a lot of people about it, but I don't think that was actually a true thing. I talked with Kyle Simons, who was there. I believe he knew about this, and we asked him about it, and he didn't think it was true either. But I haven't even brought that up with him. I really need to.
That's unfortunate.
But I've seen it.
That video cracked me up. I saw it for the first time today when they were talking about it. They came over here and showed me it, and that cracks me up that something like that could happen. I mean, I guess there is just, like, a direct call, like, that you have.
Yeah, it's got
to the bullpen.
Yeah, I thought it was crazy, too, when I saw it. I believed it at first until I started picking other people's brains about it. And then, actually, I'm probably going to ask him about that tomorrow.
Sounds good. Well, let us know. So, you know, just kind of going over, you know, your pitch mix. You know, I've read that you're, you know, kind of trying to develop some secondary pitches throughout the minor leagues.
Can you talk about that a little bit, what you've been working on? I know you're sidelined right now, but, you know, future plans?
Well, before I found this injury, I was still working on them. Coming out of college, I was mainly a fastball cutter or slider, whatever you want to call it. But it worked for me for a while, even in Rome. But whenever it's a two-pitch mix and sometimes you're thrown out there for two innings or possibly three innings, I feel like I can bring back other pitches because I used to be a starter. I was never a closer until I got to A&M. So I've always had a four-pitch mix, but once I got to A&M, we cut that to two, considering that's what me and Coach Childress talked about. And he felt like he was comfortable with me having a two-pitch mix and being able to be consistent with it and effective, which it was. But coming into pro ball, I wanted to bring back the curveball. And so my last few outings in Rome, I had worked up to where I had confidence to throw it in a game, and I finally did. And I showed real good progress with it, and it worked for me. And so I plan on pulling a curveball into my mix again. And then if deemed necessary, I could bring a changeup back. But I've never really been comfortable with a changeup. I never needed it growing up, and I didn't need it in JUCO ball either. And then with the outcome of A&M and being in the backside of the bullpen, I didn't need it there either. But if it comes down to needing to have it again, I'm sure I could work it back into the mix. But I think a two-seam, a four-seam cutter, slider, and curveballs, I could be very effective with.
Yeah, so being, you know, somewhat new to closing with, you know, Texas A&M being your first year in that role, is that, like, you know, what you envision yourself being in the major leagues? You know, I know, you know, most of these younger guys we talk to, they're willing to do whatever it takes to get to the major leagues, obviously, but, you know,
of course,
in a perfect world, is that the role you envision yourself in?
Growing up, no. I'd always saw myself as a starter. For me, the longer I'm out there, I think the better my pitches play. I think my best outings are when I'm out there for two or three innings. But obviously, just like anybody else would say, it's whatever it takes to get to the majors, which is what I can adapt to. But now seeing the success I had in college with it, I'm perfectly okay with making it as a closer.
Well, KC, we really appreciate you coming on. Unfortunate to hear about your injury. We were really looking forward to seeing how you could do in your first, you know, full season, and, you know, where they put you and how far you could rise the system. But, you know, thanks for coming on. Get healthy, and we'll talk to you later this year sometime when you're back on the mound.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, man. Have a good one.
You too.